The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Gordon Brown, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Andy Holding in the studio. A good day to look forward to as well with Lockinge Day from Newbury. There's also a good card at Newmarket with a couple of listed races and the Sprint Trophy. There's also racing from Thirsk and Bangor in the afternoon and Doncaster and Uttoxeter in the evening, so plenty to look ahead to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Pretty good, thank you. Good afternoon, and I'll say a cracking Saturday card to look forward to.
Yeah, it is. Plenty to go out. We're going to look at some of the racing from Newmarket and Newbury. But before we get to that, let's just have a quick reflection on what we've seen at York. I suppose we'll start with the Dante. A surprise result with the Grey Gatsby winning.
Yeah, definitely a surprise result. Grey Gatsby, he's a consistent horse. He ran not a bad race in the Guineas, but he did finish 10th, beating 6 lengths. Second in the Craven behind Tormore, but he was the horse that came out on top in the trial. And unfortunately, he's not going to be a Derby winner. I think he's even heading for the French Derby. I don't think he even runs in the English version. And they all finished in a bit of a heap. All six runners covered by about 5 lengths. So it wasn't particularly strong form. I think we were hoping to see True Story emerge as a proper star and a proper danger to Australia. But he never looked happy. Kieran Fallon blamed the ground. But like, for me, a good horse should be able to handle any kind of ground. And
yeah.
It was a very disappointing performance. This could often say they're going to head to Epsom and they're just going to hopefully improve from this effort. But it was disappointing. I thought Bunker would have been the one to actually give him a race. But he was also disappointing for the Hannon team. So we're left with more questions than answers, really. And unfortunately, it leaves Australia as a very, very strong favourite. 4-6 is a little bit on the short side, bearing in mind he's actually got to get to the race. Horses can have setbacks, but I think on the day he will be around 4-6 just because there doesn't really have to be much opposition to him.
That's a problem, isn't it? It looks at a one horse racing the betting at the moment, 4-6 for Australia, and True Story out to 16s after that. So that kind of muddied the waters with the Derby. The Oaks picture, what did you make of that changing at
a good ride by Fallon on the Simcock filly, but again, Tagdura, the Gosling filly, the one that won a Pretty Polly.
Yeah,
she's just head and shoulders above what else we've seen, and it could be we've got two very short price favourites, and at the moment I'm struggling to find one to put up as opposition. I think for punters you're going to have great each way value. I think you're going to be looking for ones that can each way. The Simcock filly needs easing the ground. They do water well at Epsom. They don't like it being too fast because obviously it's a very, very undulating track. I'll say Madam Shang, Simcock team, did say she wanted ease in the ground, but I think it was a very good Musadora, and the Lingford Oaks fillies trial, that was pretty poor as well. So nothing's really come up from the trials. And for me, the Gosling filly, again, short price favourite, but I think she deserves to be.
What did you make of the Weld filly over in Ireland in the Blue Wind Stakes, Tarfasha?
She certainly deserves to take a chance, I think. Like I say, that Irish trial I think was better than the English trials we've seen in recent weeks, and at Chester. And Dermot Weld, the whole team have been in absolutely cracking form in 2014. And like I say, she deserves to take a chance. But at the moment, the Gosling filly is the one for me.
Okay. Anything else stand out to you at York?
I think the high-class performance has been a little bit lacking so far. We've got Yorkshire Cup coming up today. Handicaps have been as competitive as ever. And they're actually difficult to work out. But for me, there's been a bit of a lack of standout performance. Like I say, the Musadora didn't really give us a star. And the Dante again, Grey Gatsby, he's a very, very solid horse, but he's just not that superstar we were looking for. But generally, it's been a pretty successful York meeting, and hopefully the final day gives us a few winners as well.
OK, let's move on then. Let's move on to Saturday's racing. Another good day coming up on Saturday. It's been a good week, hasn't it? And we're going to look at Lockinge Day at Newbury and a race at Newmarket as well. And we'll get James's thoughts in just a moment.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, starting in the 205 at Newbury, we'll go through these in chronological order, and we start with the Aston Park Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and five furlongs, and 10 of them in the lineup. Quite a few in with chances here, but I suppose Battalion will be somewhere near the top of the betting, coming here in winning form for William Haggas and Ryan Moore.
Definitely a most progressive individual, made his debut at the Chester meeting a year ago, and he's steadily worked his way up the handicap ranks, winning a handicap up at Yarmouth of 81, beating Thomas Hobson by five lengths, and then running a cracking race in third and a listed race in France. Started the season off in a handicap at Ripon off a mark of 102 and absolutely destroyed the opposition. It was a 25-gram race, pretty strong form, and he deserves to be stepping up into this company. He's unexposed, a nice big horse, by authorised. I think he's going to be the one to beat. The ground has dried out a little bit. His best form does seem to have come on good to soft ground, and that is the only slight concern, but the ground's not going to be too quick at Newbury. We're going to see more today with the Friday racing, but as long as it's not too quick, he will be the selection. That office is obviously dangerous. Dr. Kukash's horse, now trained by Market Body, had a good spell in Dubai, third in the Shima Classic trial and eighth in the race itself, but he wasn't beaten three lengths. He's kind of run up to form. He's been pretty busy, not much of a winter break, obviously ran in Melbourne and then ran in Dubai, but he deserves to be one of the favourites with a mark of 113. Sky Hunter was very disappointing on his return and only finishing fourth. Kieran Fine's in the plate today, and he does need to bounce back, but he could be dangerous. Forgotten Voice, Nick Henson's runner. He's 9 years old now, so you might just think he might need that first run. And First Mohican, not quite gone on from that impressive first few runs he had for the Cecil team, now trained by Alan King, and a bit of an aborted jumps campaign. So for me, Battalion and Man Office are the two that will dominate, and I'm going to select the Willie Haggas horse, Battalion.
Okay. Strictly on official ratings, Sky Hunter is top of these. A beaten favourite on reappearance, but could welcome on for that run. And Saeed Bin Sarar trained Willing Foe to win this race last year.
You can forgive him. It was very soft ground at Sandown when he was fourth behind Noble Mission. And to be fair, he was actually kept off that kind of ground in France. Most of his runs were on good to soft ground when he was trained by Andre Farb. But it was his first run for the Blue Godolphin team, obviously training in France for the same connections, and sometimes they just don't reproduce the form they showed for Andy Farb when they switch to the Godolphin operation in the UK. And for me, I want to see him produce it on a track first before I'll be backing him. Like I say, he is the highest rated in the race. He will come on for that first run, but I think Andy Farb's a very, very good trainer, and perhaps he may not repeat the form for the boys in blue over here.
Okay, Battalion for you then in the 205. We'll move on to the big race of the day next, the 350, and this is the JLT Lock-In Stakes. It's part of the British Champions Series, and it's a Group 1 contest over a mile. We have betting on site for the Lock-In as well, and Olympic Glory is the even money favourite. Verrazano is 5-1, 6-1 for Tullius, Monty Ridge 7s, 10s for Chopin, and 12-1 on bigger prices the rest. Olympic Glory then a pretty short priced favourite. Do you think he'll win it?
He should win it, really, if he repeats the form from last year. He goes on good ground and with a bit of giving. Obviously, he won at Ascot, the QE2, beating Topmatch Tonto by 3.25 lengths. He did it very, very easy in the first-time blinkers, which are retained today. He had very strong form, second behind Moonlight Cloud in a Group 1 at Deauville. Germany is the one to beat. Probably a little bit of a weaker lock engine than we've seen in recent years. He's a solid 1-2-5 horse. But he has been running well a couple of times. Ferrazano is obviously going to be very, very interesting for Aidan O'Brien, having his first start for the Ballydoyle operation. Pretty useful in America on a dirt surface, and it will be very, very interesting to see if he can repeat that transfer to turf. Obviously, connections must think he can improve for switching to the UK racing, just because they wouldn't have bothered taking him over from America to here. But he is 5-1. He's not particularly strong in the market. Tullis, he was third favourite. He's been in good form, second to Lincoln, then won on that very soft ground up at Sandown. I don't think he's going to get his ground conditions today, and we know Olympic Glory handles that kind of ground anyway, so I think he's going to be an unlikely winner. Chopin's a little bit interesting. He ran in Derby this time last year, the German Raider, and owned by Qatar Racing Limited. He won his trial very impressively over a mile and one. Didn't quite stay in the Derby, I don't think. Was beaten on his comeback at Dusseldorf. Jamie Spencer did go over the riding, but I think he's got an each-way chance. Topmatch Tonto is a lovely horse for Brian Ellison, but he just needs the ground a little bit softer. Unless we get some heavy overnight rain, and looking out the window today, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. I think it's unlikely that he's going to get his ground, so it's probably a question mark against him. And the other two look a little bit outclassed. I think Olympic Glory could be a weakish Group 1 to start his season off.
Okay, Olympic Gloria then, the selection in the lock in race that Richard Hannan Senior did pretty well in recent years. Camford Cliffs and Paco Boy winning it for him in the past as well. So that's the lockinge. Moving on to the 405 at Newmarket next, and this is the listed fairway stakes, which is over a mile and a quarter. And I suppose we should start here with Master Carpenter.
Yeah, I've just chose this race because obviously my dad's best horse, Master Carpenter, runs. He ran an absolute cracker to finish third in the green and behind Kingman and Knight of Thunder, and obviously that form got a massive boost with those finishing first and second in the 2000 Guineas. And the form's right now behind Astaire, ran a cracker, dropped back to the 6 furlongs in the Duke of York. So it's very, very strong form all round. I think the ground was probably a little bit too soft for him when trying a mile and a quarter at Sandown, but he still only got beat 4 lengths by Westernham in the Classic Trials. So that was not a bad effort. Dropped down to Lister Company from Group 3 level the last twice. I think he's got a good chance. We're still not too sure about his trip. It's a mile and a quarter tomorrow. Obviously, the Greenham was 7 furlongs, so he's bred to win a trip, and he seemed to stay okay in very, very soft ground up at Sandown last time. So on a faster surface, he should be okay. Andre Arazzini takes the ride. He knows him well. He's won both his races on him. So I'm hopeful for a pretty big run, but it's an interesting race. Pinzolo represents Godolphin. He may have needed his comeback run 2 weeks ago. He's only beaten 2.25 lengths by Barley Mo, but that represented a step up. What he showed in the Racing Post Trophy is well beaten behind Kingston Hill. And he beat Red Galileo ahead at Newbury, and Master Carpenter beat Red Galileo a lot further than that in the Classic Trial. Stone Avenue is definitely eye-catching. Jeremy Nasida runs a once-race maiden winner straight into a listed race, and he was very, very impressive when winning at Lingfield, winning by 9 lengths from the Barley. And any horse that wins by 9 lengths on their debut is generally a decent type. He has got a bit of a dirt pedigree, so perhaps a poddy track helped him a little bit. It's going to be a very quick ground, I think, at Newmarket tomorrow, so that's a little bit of a question mark about him. Hunter's Creek looks a little bit exposed, and Trefoil Dare finished behind Master Carpenter last time. So for me, I think that horse, Master Carpenter, has got a great chance. And because we're a slightly unfashionable yard compared to somebody, you might get a nice price about him, and hopefully he can get a list of success under his belt.
Okay, Master Carpenter then, good luck with him in that. Right, let's have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, we've gone for Battalion in the 205. Willie Haggis's charge has improved enormously in the last 12 months since making his debut at Chester. As long as he can handle the slightly quicker surface, I think he should give Mount Office a good run for his money and his selection. Olympic Glory, it's hard to see him getting beaten in the lock-ins. He's Evens' favourite, but he certainly deserves to be. And finally, in the 405, I hope Master Carpenter give my dad a listed winner up at Newmarket.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, James. Enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you.
So there you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Gordon Brown, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Andy Holding in the studio. It's Lockinge Day at Newbury, so plenty of good racing to come from there. There's also a good card at Newmarket, flat racing from Thirsk and jumps racing from Bangor on Saturday afternoon. And we'll finish the day with two evening meetings, one from Doncaster on the flat and jumps action from Utoxeter. 6 meetings to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.